Manatunga is a very significant word in our community. It's Morning Star, and that name is the name of our mission that was here in the early days when the people came up from the floods and moved up into the mission and then was transitioned into town. So we've kept our history and our language in this program.
Who attends that program?
We have some mums, we have some youth. So we're trying to get the males in. It's a little bit difficult. I suppose that's a struggle with them themselves, with their education and what's happened in the past with attending local schools. But it's an area we'd like to pick up on, and I suppose we can concentrate now on the ones we've got here and bring them through. So like I said, it's the mums, it's the young women, and it seems to be that the women are more or less the movers and the shakers in this little town. Yeah, and we love that idea that our women are strong. The aim of the program is to give the basic skills, re-engagement. A lot of our students have been out of school or work for a long period of time. So we thought, well, let's get back to the basics, like I did, I suppose, when I first came back to TAFE to do a course. Let's get back to the basics. Let's build their capacity and their skills and their confidence. Let's deal with that emotional well-being stuff and get some strategies going. Let's look at some work placement. It's just a full holistic approach, I suppose, to their education. Get them back in here. The biggest step is to get the numbers. Let's get them in. Let's see what they want to do. Develop it around their needs. I suppose that's why it works, is because it's about them. And that's why, because we're such a small campus, we can do that.
Would you say self-esteem is a huge hurdle for these mums and women?
Self-esteem is the biggest one, I suppose, and their confidence. That's why we have the module of Apply Personal Health and Wellbeing Strategies. We have a lot of barriers as a community to education, and that module sort of deals with those issues that are raised there. And they get to have one-on-one counselling if they need it.
What sort of barriers?
In a small community like this, a lot of barriers would be to do around closing the gap stuff that's out there in all those areas. Our life expectancy, we've had a lot of death in this community. That's a hard one to deal with, not just as a worker here at TAFE, but also as a part of this community. We've had too many deaths for one small little town, and we're all connected in some way. So that module, Apply Personal Health and Wellbeing, is a big part of them dealing with their emotional wellbeing and their confidence and their self-esteem, because everyone's connected here.
When you say death has been a big part of the community, can you explain that a little bit further, what's happened recently?
We have a lot of health issues in Robinvale. We've had numerous heart attacks, cancers, drug overdoses as well. And just don't want to go too far into people's personal stuff, but the biggest one around here would be heart attacks, I suppose. Yep.
And they are people connected to the people who you work with every day. How do you manage that as a worker?
I make sure the students are okay. That's my big priority, making sure their needs are met, and not just with the education side but with that wellbeing side as well. And we have Aboriginal services here that can support them and that we tap into. So I suppose it's a partnership with the Aboriginal Co-op here and some of their staff. Mm. And we've got that networking that we can call on each other when we need to and support our students here. So it's been great. Even though we've had a lot of death, our services have picked their game up and really assisted their community, which is good.
Do you have to step beyond your role and become like a mum, like a supporter, rather than just a worker?
Every day. Mostly I get called Auntie Sissy. So we have that personal connection here too, which is hard to do. You know, when you need to take the line, you're a staff. You're not the auntie today, you're the staff. But because we are a small town and the relationship and connection that I have with people, it's generally get called Auntie Sissy. So it gives me that sort of foot in the door to be able to communicate with students because they know me on a personal level as well.
And even though they're going through these, you know, hard times and traumas in their own personal lives, are they coming back?
Yeah, we've been able to, all through the deaths and what's been going on in people's personal lives, we've been able to keep the numbers here And I think it is a big part that the social and emotional wellbeing stuff has been taken care of for them.
You're also working on a project that's come out of the participants' requests here and your ideas. What's that project and what's its aim?
Okay, we're going with the NAIDOC theme, which is Unsung Heroes. And due to the deaths in our community, we felt, or the students felt, that they wanted to honour the family members that have passed on and acknowledge their part that they've played in their lives and gotten them this far. So for respect for the dead, we thought, let's do something around that because we still need to heal. We have a long way to go, but the first step was maybe acknowledging the passing of our family members and friends and to show respect to the dead and to acknowledge that they're still part of our life, even though they're not here physically with us. So the tree planting day, we've been given support from Mallee CMA with the plants, so we're very grateful there with Marlon Parsons and Kev Chaplin. So thanks, boys, if you're listening. We appreciate your support, and so do the students. So with this day, we're hoping to bring the community together. We haven't been together as a community for a long time to celebrate. It's been at funerals and memorials and things, so we think this will be a great opportunity for us to come together and acknowledge our family members.
What does that mean to you? What does playing a role and as a catalyst in some of these programs and projects that hopefully are bringing your community together, what does that personally mean for you?
I just like to see my community flourish. Like I said, we've been through some really hard times and struggles, not just within our own community but with government and other service providers. So to see our community come together and to acknowledge that, I think, is respectful and respectful to our ancestry. I also believe that we should be doing the best we can, whatever we do. And my role is just a small part in all of this. I don't like to take all the credit, and I won't. I leave it up to the students. It's their game. It's their project. I leave it up to them with all the acknowledgements and stuff.
And how do you keep yourself going? How do you keep going doing this every day?
I get motivated by the students, knowing that they get something out of it. It keeps me going. Plus, I have three foster children, so there's nowhere to be saying, no, I can't do this today. You've got to get up and you've got to go. You've got to do what you've got to do.